and was particularly thrilled to entice our speaker, Professor Stanley Hojnacki, who is a preeminent scholar of Venetian history. So this is going to be a lecture that we're going to listen to. In books and essays, he has mapped out a history of marriage and family in the Venetian Republic and has come back again and again to the many important issues raised by the questions of dowries, the role of women in the family and the state, what it meant to be a Venetian adolescent, bachelor, or mother, and the many attempts on the part of the government to regulate marriage. These studies have culminated in the collected essays of an important symposium as early as 1987, The Family, Sex, and Marriage in Renaissance Studies, Recent Trends, for which he wrote the introduction, and later in a wonderful book titled Women and Men in Renaissance Venice, 12 Essays on Patrician Society. Although I still have a great deal to learn from his work, it has been an important underpinning for my own research on the Venetian paintings that make up the grand finale of the exhibition. Professor Hojnacki has just retired from the History Department of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill and has been the recipient of many awards and fellowships, including a Guggenheim Foundation Fellowship and fellowships from the Institute for Advanced Studies in Princeton and American Council of Learned Societies. He's participated in numerous professional groups and activities, including, I love this one, the Society for the Study of Early Modern Women and the Gladys Kriebel Delmas Foundation for Research in Venice, which has funded most of the most important historical and art historical research that has taken place there in recent years. As you can see, Professor Hojnacki's work is at the very center of the exploration of marriage and the family in Renaissance Venice, and he will speak with us this evening on marriage, love, and lineage in Renaissance Venice. Please welcome Stanley Hojnacki.